Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fourth week after the Sunday of Trinity, Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you, not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Our scripture lesson comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. What have you that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if it were not a gift? We must always receive before we can give. Before we practice mercy, we must receive mercy from God. We never lay the first stone. The sheep does not seek out the shepherd, but the shepherd the sheep. See to it then, that when you always keep works in their proper place, you do not obtain anything from God by your works. You obtain all that you receive from God without any merit or worthiness on your part at all, as God says to us in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 1. I was ready to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. At the end of the same chapter, God says in verse 24, before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Before we seek him, he finds us. Before we ask after him, he already hears us. This is what Paul also says in the famous section of Romans, chapter 3, verses 23 through 26. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as an expiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justified him who has faith in Jesus. Paul explains it all very neatly when he says later on in Romans chapter 11, verse 6, if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. Let us pray. O God, our Father, let us find mercy in your sight, so that we have grace to serve you acceptably with due reverence and godly fear, and further grace not to receive your undeserved love in vain or to neglect it or fall away from it, but to stir us up to grow us in it and persevere therein through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.